This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Now that wolves are moving into western Washington, at least one state senator feels the time may be now to speak about the growing population of predators in our state. A breeding pair of wolves now calls Skagit County home, and 39th District State Senator Keith Wagner says this is only the beginning for folks west of the Cascades.
Those wolves eat every day, and I have people that live out there, including my parents. And we've seen what's happened in eastern Washington. That's probably the reason the wolves have moved across the mountains. They've cleaned out the game, and they've caused all kinds of havoc on the farmers.
Understandably, the Cedro Woolley Republican is concerned about the threat to livestock and pets.
They're eventually going to be on our doorsteps. There's a reason we have the saying, a wolf at the door. It's not a good thing.
State regulators support a plan for 8 breeding pairs in the Cascade Mountains, and Wagner thinks that's a big mistake and pulls no punches.
I would eliminate them. I think it's a failed experiment.
Wagner says we have already witnessed the havoc wreaked on the wild game populations, domestic livestock, and even family pets in eastern Washington. In addition to the direct threat to domestic animals, Wagner fears the wolves will exacerbate the elk problem in Skagit County because they will try to escape the predators by heading to agricultural lands where they've already caused problems.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.